BFFT. From the PAC West Center in downtown Portland, presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with a bald-faced truth.
Everybody's looking for an angle in today's world of college athletics. Bill Belichick in North Carolina looking for an angle. Going to sell the idea that, hey, I've been to the promised land. I can run this like an NFL operation. Coach Prime at Colorado, he's got an angle. Hashtags on the back of practice jerseys. Promotion like people had never seen before. Everybody's got an angle. I think Wayne Tinkle found an angle at Oregon State. Oregon State has played very well this basketball season. We've been talking about it a lot on the show. And Tinkle's teams have been interesting to watch, fun to watch. He's got good talent. It's been a big change over what we've seen for the last 2 years. The truth is, when you look at Wayne Tinkle's roster, what do you see? You see international players. It looks like he's got guys that are coachable, international. It's a United Nations that Wayne Tinkle's got on that roster. And he's joining us now to talk about it. Oregon State's coach is here. How many languages do you have in that locker room?
Oh, gosh. I think we have 7 total. We got a couple guys from France. I tell you what, it's been an education for me. I can at least say hello, and most all of them, except for can't say a whole lot to Parsifala.
You were walking around on media day in Vegas, and you were kind of whispering it. You were saying, I think we're better than they think we are. What did you know then that, you know, we all see now?
Well, the first thing we knew is we had our kind of players, John, and great to be with you again. It's been tough the last few years. You know, everybody knows all the different circumstances. Some people have survived it, thrived. We struggled. You know, we had to go with a really, really young group a few years ago because we didn't have money in the NIL space, you know, and we knew we were going to suffer the consequences, but we were going to build it back to get our character and get our culture back. And then we have, you know, a couple guys that we were counting on that got a lot of opportunities with us take off. You can't blame them. They both got big paydays. But we knew we weren't good enough beyond that, and we had to kind of clean house a little bit. We went and got, that was our focus. We got to get our kind of guys, tough kids, mature kids, good balance of young kids, but kids that were brought up maybe the right way, that were going to put the team first, take coaching. I can't tell you how many of my colleagues have said, man, you're fun to watch again just because I know you can coach those guys. You know, we added Taslim on the sideline, has done a great job with our bigs and helped us in recruiting. But here's the deal. You started off talking about kind of our angle going international. We're banking that the way that they grow up over there, and most of them stick with one club, you know, unless they really, really jump, you know, up big time as far as the international rankings and maybe get traded to another club. There's a lot of loyalty. There's a lot of more loyalty over there than what we see here in the States these days. So we said, let's try to, we've got great contacts over there. The kids that are coming to Europe now outside of like the top 10, 15 ranked kids, their parents want great situations where they're going to be coached up, loved up. They're going to be pushed to get their education. And so that's why we were able to get the kind of guys that we've gotten. And we just knew with the added depth, talent, maturity, that would be a lot better than we've been the last couple of years.
I'm looking at the roster. You're right. Turkey, Iran, Germany, France, England, Canada, Denmark, Lithuania. You are representing a lot of places. Give me an idea, though. Every year you face having to get guys to get on the same page. Are international players and guys who have played that style, are they more conducive to sharing the ball and team play, or is it case by case?
No, you're spot on with that. That's great recognition. You know, the guys kept saying they loved our style. It's more like the European style where you space, you share. It's not all ISO ball or just pick and roll. And it really helps them develop their overall skill level which is what, you know, they'll take back home with them when it's time to play pro ball. And, you know, even some of them, you know, have dreams of seeing if they can continue to play in the States after college. But they love the team atmosphere. You know, we do have to, you know, guys like DeMarco Minor, who's new, Josiah Lake, who's in year two, those guys mixed in with the rest of the internationals, they've kind of led the charge. What's great about Josiah is he's bled orange and black his whole life. So to kind of teach the history and what it means to be a Beaver has been invaluable. And then DeMarco, you know, a kid that's been overlooked his whole life, has a chance to play at this level, you know, has done a great job. He's really the first true point guard we've had in a number of years. And I think the way he defends, there's really, it's not a coincidence that our defensive numbers have gotten much better than the last couple of years. And then, of course, Michael Ritai, you know, he was the guy that dug his foot into the sand and said, I'm not going anywhere. Coach, you know, there's a reason I came here. We wanted to get Oregon State back to its winning ways. And he believed us when we said we were going to get more talent than we've had and that we'd be better. And he's really led the charge for us as well.
Give me an idea at this point of the season. You know, you have, you know, you may have postseason aspirations, but what do you need to be focused on week to week, game to game, when you're in the middle of it and you're in the middle of a WCC schedule?
Well, we just our discipline, our lack of discipline from time to time has cost us. You know, I think the Loyola Marymount was a one off. We spent so much time on the road in Hawaii. We traveled back, got home after 10 o'clock at night, had the next day off, and then, boom, right back into practice. And they whipped us. We learned from it because we were much better when we came home against San Diego. But discipline, you know, gosh, we fought back hard at Santa Clara, up three with 15 seconds to go on defense. You know, we closed those games out. And a little bit of a lack of discipline, you know, lack of experience at this level. We follow a guy. You know, we get them to miss the third one up three, but we don't rebound it twice and they tip it in. So consistency with that discipline and mental toughness are two areas that we're still developing. I mean, you realize we've got nine new guys. Really, we only have two true seniors. So we knew throughout there'd be some ups and downs, but I think we're certainly heading in the right direction. And, you know, we're getting better from week to week because we're working explicitly on that. Let's get better with our discipline and continue to grow the mental toughness.
Wayne Tinkle with us, Oregon State men's basketball coach. The conference games in the WCC, was that a tough sell to kids that you were recruiting, or did they sort of understand what they were getting, or how did you frame that for guys?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, for about a decade, the Pac-12 was putting more guys in the NBA draft than any other conference. There was one year, I think the ACC dominated my, you know, if it was like 15 or 16. And so that was a little bit of a blow. But when you start talking about, you know, Santa Clara had a really high draft pick, what Gonzaga, St. Mary's, you know, it's like, hey, this is going to be the premier conference out on the West Coast. You know, every game's going to be streamed, televised. You know, you're not going to miss out on a lot. What was tough was maybe a little bit with the kids that only had maybe a year or two. But for these young guys, which, you know, they haven't gotten a lot of consistent playing time, but our young bigs and Jaquavis Williford, who's really had started to come on before he got hurt last week, we've got some really good young talent that bought into, okay, we're going to be part of a really nice conference to try to get some momentum, get the wheels spinning for a couple of years. And then they were thrilled about the rebuild of the pack. So we kind of got a mixed bag a little bit, but the guys that we have haven't blinked twice at it. They're excited. They're thrilled with, you know, look at the performance of the WCC and the non-conference, the highest net rankings that they've ever had. You know, and I think the addition of us in Washington State have obviously added to that, but it's a great league, and they're excited. The most important thing is they're thrilled to be Beavers, and they're thrilled, you know, the message we kept sending to get back to our winning ways, to compete for championships, and get to the postseason. You know, they not only believe it, but they work towards that end day in and day out.
Wayne Tinkle with us, Oregon State men's basketball coach. Certainly some big games on the horizon as They will play on Thursday coming up. Gonzaga at home. And then Saturday, you go back on the road. How's it been for you to see some new gyms and see some new opposition? And it's not the same old that you had, you know, in the last five, six, 7 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting. You're going to some new areas, some new towns. Travel certainly a lot easier. You know, we don't have to go over those mountains, you know, and we're up and down the coast. A little bit interesting. I'll tell you, it was, you know, playing, you know, one game on the road and then coming home and vice versa is new. And then this certainly is going to be a big test this week with Gonzaga here Thursday and then going to a tough place at San Francisco. But you got to play them all at some point, you know, and we haven't been making any excuses with our guys. We're like, you know, shoot, you know, day two, there's not much prep between Thursday and Saturday. And like, guys, come on, you play, y'all, you know, play internationally. Where you know, if you go to these tournaments in the summer, these kids are playing, even in Europe, 2-3 games a day. Obviously, here in the States, AAU, they're playing multiple games. So it's like, let's throw the ball up and get after it, guys. It's more about us and less about what they're doing. And our guys have bought into that. But it's early in the race. We still got a ways to go. We know we're going to have some hurdles in front of us, some growth. But, man, I really believe that this group's going to continue to push forward and be playing their best basketball when the time is most important in March. And who knows, you know, maybe something crazy can happen. But the big thing for me, John, and for Beaver Nation is we've got our kind of guys. And when we get our kind of guys, you know, when they buy in, we can do great things together. And that's what we're hoping with this group.
The growth that you have seen from the beginning part of the season to now, what areas do you really feel good about where you're trending as a team?
Well, our offensive numbers are up, you know, our scoring points per game, three-pointers per game, percentages. We're executing, you know, it's not like there's a few different things that we're doing that are a little bit new, but a lot of the same things. But we've got scoring threats inside. We've got shooters. We've got guys that can put it on the ground. We haven't had all those pieces. But then most importantly, I think you look at our defensive numbers, and there were a few games here of late where we lapsed a little, but we're still top 20. In points given up per game, just over 60. I think we're second to Gonzaga in that category in the conference. Defensive field goal percentage from both two and three. So I love that we're back to playing our style where we're defending. We're out rebounding opponents. We haven't done that in a handful of years. And then our offensive efficiency and production. So as long as we keep moving, you know, I feel like we've got some guys that haven't really hit their stride yet, and most of those guys, bench guys, because we really thought we'd be able to go 9 or 10 deep. But the guys that have been a little inconsistent are still working hard each and every day, you know, and they're pushing the starting group. And I feel like we've got guys that if they get in a little bit of a funk, we can switch that starting lineup and nobody's going to really bat an eye on it just because they all, the chemistry is what you talk to our guys and they continue to talk about how connected we are as a team. And I think that just says a lot about the character of the young men and their really desire, you know, to do great things and to try to win as much as we can.
Wayne, the college football landscape changed with the portal and NIL, and it looks like the SEC, 2 years in a row, they don't have a team in the title game, and there's been a shift, and maybe there isn't a dominant team out there in the regular season in football. What has it done to basketball in your mind as you look around? And do you see a shift in kind of where the talent is? Is it more dispersed evenly? What's happening out there?
No, certainly. I think it's the same. I think there's more talent across the board. Everybody talks about parity and that sort of thing. And I think you're going to see some incredible games come March just because there's so much movement. It's so fluid. You know, you see buddies from AAU in high school after, you know, trying to, you know, go to the big time right out of high school, not being happy. Hey, let's join forces and go to this school. Mid majors are getting a little bit more powerful. But really, what you're seeing are the teams that have the money to bring the guys in. I think when the dust settles, are going to be the ones that are consistently successful. But you've got to be careful because if the almighty dollar is what's running that locker room, it could also go the other way. And those are, you know, you're hearing from guys, you hear guys at press conferences saying things they don't normally say. You see coaches stepping down because of the state of affairs. But, you know, we're just going to keep grinding, man. I know there's enough guys out there that want to be a part of our program because of what we stand for. And as long as we got willing listeners that will follow our lead and let us help them not only become great players but great young men, obviously leave with degrees so that they've got a plan and a path for a future, I'm going to keep swinging away at it. There's no backing down for me.
The future of this Pac-12 conference obviously coming together nicely in a basketball way. People keep asking me, you know, is that a four-bid league? Is it a five-bid? What does it look like to you when you start? And again, it's not complete. You may have a different answer. But when you see Gonzaga, San Diego State, Utah State, Boise State, all sort of this future Pac-12 conference, I mean, that looks like a formidable group of teams.
No, I certainly think so. The old Pac-12, let's face it, none of us ever saw, you know, what happened coming down the pike. You know, it was a really strong conference. But remember, there was years where there was only two teams getting in. We are part of a year where the record seven got in. So I think anything can happen. I mean, you see the Mountain West the last couple of years. I think they had five, maybe six in one year. So I think we're going to have enough talent in that conference to where year in and year out, I'd love to think we could get consistently four to five teams in, and there's teams to be added. I think there's, I haven't heard anything. I did hear there was one particular school that was 24 hours away from joining. I'm not going to mention them. That would have sent shockwaves. But I know that Teresa Gould, and I know the athletic directors both at Washington State and Scott Barnes, and the schools that we've already added are fighting hard to find the right institutions to join. But I think there's going to be some great additions even beyond what we've already gotten. And it's going to be great to be a part of the rebuild for sure.
Wayne Tinkle, you got Gonzaga coming up. In your time, they've not come to Gil Coliseum. Have they ever come to Gil Coliseum?
I don't think so. I thought I heard something that it's been, I don't know how many years, maybe 30-some years since they played. I know we used to, it was funny because they wouldn't come to Montana for a number of years. Dan Fitzgerald says is John Stockton's senior year, they stole victory away, got on the bus and got out of town before anybody knew what happened. But then the late 90s started up again. I know we were bought by Coach Few to go over there and play a couple times when I was at Montana. But it's a great new rivalry. I mean, you talk about the regionality of it. Obviously, unbelievable program. I've got nothing but respect. I mean, nine Sweet 16s in a row is unbelievable. But you know what? I'm really hoping for an electric, packed house, not just because of who we're playing, John, but because of what our guys have done. They've earned it, quite frankly, and it's going to be a great atmosphere, and we're going to give it everything we've got, and then we'll move on to the next thing. But it's going to be thrilling for those folks to come and see a team like Gonzaga coming into Gil with all the history and tradition. I can't wait for our fans to see it.
Gonzaga, 14-4, visiting Gil Coliseum and playing at Oregon State. Is that a Thursday game? Thursday night. Thursday night. Go get them, Coach. All right, I appreciate you coming on with us. We'll get you on again in a couple weeks or so and check back in with you. But congrats on the great start. You got it cooking.
Thanks, sure. Appreciate it. It's always good to be with you, buddy. Go Beavs.
All right, there's Wayne Tinkle, Oregon State coach. Beavers 13-5 this season, and there are a couple games in there that I think they probably shouldn't have lost. That team could easily be 15-3, 13-5, and they're hosting Gonzaga on Thursday at Gil Coliseum if you want to see some good basketball. All right, leave it here. Punch It Audio, still ahead.